So how can we correlate three sutras with leadership? As I started, I was talking, I said that we will be focusing in this course on primarily on personal leadership. And the personal leadership is the foundation of public leadership. That means if I have to lead others, if I am myself very clear, very purposeful, very focused, then I'll be able to lead others more effectively. So the first sutra that we discussed today redefines success. That basically, if a leader has a very unidimensional or restricted definition of success, then failure within that definition of success can devastate a person. That can demoralize and devastate a person. The person will not be able to move forward, not be able to recover, not be able to move on. So if we have a broader definition of success, then even if things go wrong, even if we have failures, Einstein said that, seek not to be a man of success, seek to be a man of value. If I'm building myself as a person, even if I fail, you know, if I have trained myself well while working in a job, even if I lose that job, that's a failure. But if I have been working and training and developing my skills, I can always get another job. So if I evaluate my success only in terms of that job, losing that job is a total failure. But if I have a broader definition of success in terms of the kind of skills that I am developing, even if I lose a job, that's not the end of the world. So like that, when we have a broader definition of success, the broader our definition of success, the bigger the problems we can withstand. If my definition of success is small, when a big problem comes, my success gets consumed by that problem. But if I have a big definition of success, then even big problems can be withstood. So that's the second sutra. Then that third is related to that, and be concerned, not disturbed. That is that while we are going through lives, there will be always ups and downs, and there will be problems, and everybody is affected when there are problems. So if a leader, it's very important for a leader to have composure, to have confidence. The whole team's morale depends on the leader's morale. If the leader appears disheartened, appears defeated, then everybody else gives up more or less. They lose the zeal for fighting, zeal for striving. So if the leader has an awareness of one's spiritual core, and with that awareness there is security, the leader will be concerned but not disturbed, will not be excessively disturbed by reversals. And so they'll be able to move on purposefully and lead the team. So these two are talking more in terms of the negative events that come upon us and how we can deal with them. The fourth, mind the mind, talks about internals. I said, even leaders can have impulses. And if they act impulsively, quite often they may damage the prospects. So to subordinate impulse to purpose, that's what I talked about. So that was as a matter of principle I talked in the earlier session. But when we talk about mind the mind, we analyze where does the impulse come from. The impulse comes from the default programming of the mind. And when I understand that there's something inside me that is not me, then I can separate myself from it. The impulse is coming, but I don't have to listen to that impulse. So for example, if I'm speaking right now, my mind may say to me, oh, maybe someone will ask a question that you'll not be able to answer. Now if I just listen to that, and I keep listening to that, then that will make me insecure. That will make me fearful. And even if I'll get distracted, I'll get worried. And even if later on a question comes which I can answer, I'll not be able to answer that. So there is a negative pattern that is there for everyone. But what is the difference is how much people listen to that negative pattern. And the leaders are that sharp mentally, sharp internally, then they can avoid those negative impulses. And then they can function more productively. Okay? So thank you very much. We'll have a break for around how much? 15. So we'll have a break for around 6:35, and you can join after that. Thank you.